Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're going to get this show moving tonight with the Jersey Legends in Blank 77. Here's Sick coming off Killer Blank. How's everybody doing out there? Thanks for tuning in. That was Blank 77 on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, yes, I know I sound like a fucking trash can right now. The voice is out the window. Second show of the night. Not quite sure. Yeah, why I'm talking this bad. But, oh, shit, we don't have Sean's mic on. But let's introduce everybody.
You sound like Jorge.
Let's introduce everybody. The voice you're hearing right there is the beautiful, the gorgeous, the lovely, rude girl, Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? Yay. So,
now, if you heard in the last episode, Jessica, having a rough day, has collapsed several times with her ear gushing blood. Gushing blood.
That when tasty blood.
I must be fragilely built. Seriously.
And I was in the kitchen earlier, right? I'm talking to her. I turn around to pick up my glass of water. I look back at her 5 seconds later. There's so much blood. It looks like Jessica's throat was slit. I was like, what the fuck? But anyway, let's talk to the rest of the Pogo crew. We have a rare appearance from my man, Sean Bedlam, as well as my good buddy there, Krusty Fuck Josh. How you fuckers doing?
What is going on, Pogo City? What's up, Josh? You crusty fuck,
rare
you.
Rare appearance.
I feel like my crust is not as crusty as Andrew's voice.
Wait, did you take a shower?
That was funny.
The crust voice. We should start like a really quick crust punk band, like while his voice is like sounding like that. I feel like it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I got my drum set right here, you know, just a table. I hate that shit.
Oh, Josh also took a shower, so his crust is not
crusty.
It's not as crusty.
It's just like
he might have washed his hair in the last month too. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. But I do know one thing. The main reason we are here is to hear some killer in your face punk rock.
Fuck
so
yeah.
We're gonna get this next track out with a Philly band. Some guys we love on Pogo City. These guys do a lot for the scene. They're always putting out comps, and I mean
love the
literally
name of this album.
When you guys come to their show. show, they will give you anything you want for free.
Yeah,
I'm talking
awesome.
T-shirts. I'm talking CDs. I'm talking
good
stickers.
Guys.
Anything you want, you will get for
this
free
is Welter?
From
yeah.
these guys. And they are a little band called Welter.
Fuck yeah.
Gonna have to
not
dedicate
enough people do
this
ways,
one.
Man.
Yes, this is coming off Not Enough People Do Three Ways. And
shout out to Welter. They've given me some free CDs
yeah,
and,
awesome.
And shirts
and
too. So fuck
shit.
Yeah, Welter.
All right, guys. This one's for Jessica, and it's 7 years bad luck.
Broke a couple beers. A black cat crossed my path and off it started. 7 years bad luck. 7 years bad luck. Trying to get out from under. 7 years bad luck. 7 years bad luck. 7 years bad luck. Trying to get out from under. 7 years bad luck. I've been hanging horseshoes, polishing my knocking wood, collecting face-up coins and folly clovers. Sitting here just rubbing on my lucky rabbit's foot, with fingers crossed until this thing is over. 7 years bad luck, 7 years bad luck. Trying to get out from under. 7 years bad luck. 7 years bad luck. 7 years bad luck. Trying to get out from under. 7 years bad luck.
All right, that was Welter, then Philly Cats.
I am rock and roll.
As I said, always doing a lot for the scene, and they've done plenty of shows for us without being paid. We really got to look out for them guys in Welter.
Yeah,
you can
awesome.
Find them on Facebook, and that was coming off. We have a bunch of their CDs, but that was coming off the Bandcamp, and you guys can go to welter.bandcamp.com to hear more. That's W-E-L-T-E-R. God damn, I cannot talk. Who's going to take the lead? Jessica's eating chips. Sean's playing on his cell phone.
What?
Wait, let's make notice.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I can do this shit. I can do this shit.
Well, I want to take notice here real quick. How the fuck is Josh still awake? He made it through the entire first show. And to be honest, he looks pretty bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I think he's going to make it through the second. Are you laid off right now?
Yeah, no. I'm currently out of work.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait. Oh, Andrew, you need somebody, because me and Josh can definitely hold it down. Yeah. I know me and Josh could definitely hold it down. Do you need us to do that?
Do
what?
I missed
hold it down. You said yeah, because you said you might not be able to keep
talking.
Yeah, me and Josh can hold it down.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I usually pass out, but I typically wake back up. But like, right now, yeah, I'm like totally out of work and like
girls.
You know. Unemployment ain't bad, man. I make a good amount of money on unemployment. So I
he's earned it, though. Josh isn't a union. He ain't no bum.
Yeah, no. While I'm working, I
get
work,
that shit,
like,
too.
Right now, I'm just kind of, like, chilling. I got, like, another, like, 8 months of unemployment. So I'm not in any hurry to get back to work because my...
Like, I like being
out to your mailbox and get a check.
I mean, I'm a single guy though. Like I'm like Andrew and Jess. Like they got kids. Like that's a responsibility, and they're really good at it.
Why? And, thank you.
And I don't have to deal with that.
That's the funniest thing ever.
I don't have to deal
April
with
Fool's
you know.
Day?
I don't have a kid. I don't have the dog. I don't have a cat. Well, I actually do have a cat, but anyway.
All he has is his left hand. He calls it Sally.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Let's get back to the music. What should we get up in here next?
All right, so next we got Revolt, a little band out of
Utah.
Slut City, USA.
Yes.
Salt Lake, Utah.
Salt Lake, shitty.
Salt Lake shit of Utah. I've had a chance to see these guys.
Gal, too.
Yeah, gal singer.
Wasn't there like some movie that came out of Salt
Lake? SLC
yeah,
Punk 2. There are patches in the movie.
There was like a, like the dude had like a the Revolt logo on
his jacket. Was it a patch or his painted like or some shit? Yeah.
But they're good band, man. And they are touring right now with Moose Knuckle. The band they did a 7-inch split with, which I actually have. It's a good fucking record.
That was the latest one, right?
Yeah,
that was the latest one.
It was Revolt's first release that they did. I don't know if it was Moose Knuckles or not. I can't say. I don't know too much about Moose Knuckle. But they are on tour. I think they're actually playing in Philly tomorrow night. Actually, unfortunately, I won't be getting into Philly till Sunday, so I'm going to miss that show.
Sean wants to be in Philly to see the Eagles lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, fuck off and die, Andrew. Fuck the Giants and fuck the...
Yeah, but we got four trophies.
Whatever. We're talking about the Revolt right now. So check out Moose Knuckle, Revolt. I think they're playing with a band called... I'm sorry. I don't have the bill in front of me, but they are on tour. Go see them in Philly tomorrow night, February 3rd. I forget the venue, but if you look it up, you'll be able to find it. Here's Revolt.
This is Masterbeats. And that was Revolt coming out of SLC. Now, we're going to stick out on the west part of the country, the western part of the country. Go out a little bit further. Go catch up with Lars and the Bastards doing Billy Bragg's To Have and Have Not.
Qualifications was the golden rule. I'm not just pieces of paper. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm lazy. Just because you're going forwards doesn't mean I'm going backwards. Part, well, then you get the job. Last year's trousers and your old school shoes. The truth is on, it's a biased market. They can afford to pick and choose. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy.
Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist. Factories are closing and the army's full. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've come to see in the land of the free, there's only room for a chosen few. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because you're going forward doesn't mean I'm going backwards. One, you're on top of the scrap heap. At 16, you were top of your class. Well, I dropped out of high school in Campbell, California. Got a guitar and I never looked back. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist. Yeah.
This was Lars and the Bastards with Have and Have Not.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, now running into more technical difficulty. We're going to get to the wretched ones up next.
Get up early every day. Pressure's on right away. No time to think. I'm always late. That's the part that I really hate.
I've been like...
All right. Well, as that song was going on, we had Sean asking Josh, you know, how his Christmas present was.
It was going back like a month ago, but I never like really got a story on how he
the scotch
enjoyed it. I just,
that's
right,
why Josh
heard about
so,
it.
All right, so I got three presents from the Pogo crew on Christmas for Christmas, and the first one was an amazing Ramones comic from Andrew, which I think is going to be the...
It's actually right behind your head.
It's going to be the top prize for me. The second one, Jessica got me, and it was a badass Squanchy doll.
Rick and
Morty.
And
the third prize, which I don't know, man.
Riggity, riggity, Rexon! man.
It was truly beautiful. It was the most beautiful prize that anybody can ever get me, and that was a bottle of fucking Scotch whiskey by Sean Bedlam, and thank you
what
so
brand?
Much, Sean.
No
it
problem.
Was the, it was a bottle.
No problem, Josh, you crusty fuck you.
Yeah, I think I drank it in a day and a half. I took my time with it. I usually go a little bit faster, but, you know, it was a Christmas present, which is, you know, meant to be cherished. So I, you know, took my time and took a day and a half to drink it.
All right, so the Unseen are coming up next. We're going to go see them in April. Here is Paul on vocals with Are We Dead Yet off of So This Is Freedom.
That was Are We Dead Yet? The lovely rude girl Jessica had to retire down to bed. So let's dedicate this next one to her. Operation Ivy with Jeter.
Sending by your dick box is gonna suffer from what it does. So fucking what?
All right, let's keep things rolling with the lead.
Here we go with Wednesday Night Heroes, Push Too Far. All right, that was Wednesday Night Heroes with Push Too Far.
Pogo City
Thanks for listening to Pogo City Radio, everybody. We're going to get it going with Crazy in the Brains. Don't forget to check them out at Punk Rock Bowling in Vegas. And if you go back in the archives for Pogo City Radio, Andrew did a interview with Crazy in the Brains. Don't forget to check them out. They're going to be out there in Vegas, like I said before. Here is Crazy in the Brains with Let Me Go.
All right, guys, we got a few more for you. Let's get over with LCB, one of my favorites.
Going to
I'm
Texas.
A mess. That's right, coming off the new Sedition.
Asking me if I was doing all right.
All right, that was LCB with I'm a Mess.
All right, so we just played the wretched ones like a couple songs ago. So I'm doing this thing where I am trying to buy a house. I've been living in basically a boarding house for the last 9 months of my life.
With a, 18-month-old baby?
Jacob is JJ, little JJ Bellum. He's almost
JJ Bellum.
He's almost 2 years old. So I'm trying to buy a house. That's what I'm trying to do. And relating to the wretched ones, they say you gotta work to have fun. And that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Oi, skinhead.
Oi, skinhead. So what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna get going with some more music. And Andrew, we got another song queued up here.
We got quite a few of them. Do you want to go the Orphans, the Potato Pirates, Reagan Youth? What do you want to do?
I vote the Orphans.
Any more like skinhead bands? Like,
yeah.
What do we got?
You want to go Niblick?
Let's do some Niblick. Hell yeah. Let's do some Niblick. Let's do some Oi Oi skinhead type shit.
All right. Do you want to listen to Happy Happy Oi Oi?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So this is also coming, but I don't know why I'm saying also, coming straight out of Jersey off the Go Away album. Let's do some Niblick henbane with Happy Happy Oi Oi.
Oi, oi.
Rinse the big.
Happy, happy, oi, oi.
That was some Niblick for you guys. Now, Josh, you had a request here?
Yeah, I put in a request. It's a song that makes us identify with the working class because that's who we are. We're the ones in the dives. We're the ones in the streets. We're the ones that will always make the beat.
Dropkick on Pogo City Radio.
And
Really like that song. For some reason, the Dropkick Murphys and, you know, singing about camaraderie in the workplace is a really amazing thing for me, because that's what the only hope in humanity is right now, is, you know, us joining hands, sticking together and saying fuck you to the fucking upper class and the people that are fucking us over. But on a non-political section, I am really, really excited to see Dropkick Murphys with Agnostic Front opening up for him at the Sherman Theater. And I am very, very happy that I bought tickets as soon as they started, because I knew it was going to be an epic show. And Pogo City's going to go and see it. And then also, I got to give a big shout out to my friend Matt, because we're... He's going to be going with the Matt Tone is going to be going with the Pogo crew with the with us, right, to go see The Unseen in Brooklyn and
Violent Society as well.
Yes.
See, now it's cool, dude, right? The first Pogo show, the last time I seen Tone, the first Pogo show we ever did, I was handing out flyers downtown to Night of the Living Pogo, and I ran into him there. We were like, oh, shit, we hadn't seen each other in like 10 years. It'll be fun to hang out with him. But we're going to get another one queued up now. This one, request via Josh with The Orphans, Anorexic Mind. Was The Orphans with Anorexic Mind. We got the Potato Pirates up next. Go back into the archives. Look for an interview with Steve, the drummer. Fun times, fun times.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away.
All right. shed its grace on me. And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking. Bed. The only other option I could see is death.
Why won't luck get its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy.
I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast where we'll lay to rest. Cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we'll lay to rest our dreams. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe. Baptize me in cheap whiskey, and I'll see you in the morning when I'm able to breathe.
All right, that was the Potato Pirates, and as I said, make sure you guys head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check us out, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. Look for the interview with Steve Stackhouse, drummer of the Potato Pirates, and I believe he's also, the singer of Wheels? He's in Wheels. What does he do? Does he play drums?
I think he's a drummer.
Okay. I know he's in Wheels, but I don't know what he does. We didn't really talk too much about Wheels on the show, but we did talk a lot about the Potato Pirates.
He's the drummer of the Potato Pirates and the Wheels.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
And we talked
don't
a
call
lot
me on
about...
That. Don't call
no,
me
he
on
is.
That.
Yeah, I'm just... But we talked a lot about the Denver scene as a whole, and them guys play a real big part in that whole fuck you, we rule. Okay, so go back to the archives, check that out. And also, guys, sorry about my voice, by the way, but wherever you guys are listening to us, give us a follow, a subscribe, a favorite. We really appreciate it. It really helps out the show. For all you net nerds out there, it helps out our SEO, you know what I mean? So search engine optimization. So think about it, especially if we play your band. You guys want to do that as much as possible so as many people as possible can hear you. And all that stuff, the follows, the subscribes, the likes, the comments, all that stuff is good. We
they
really
do
appreciate
us
it.
A big... Fucking
Jesus, dude. Come on, spit it out now.
They do us a lot of good for Poker City Radio.
And yeah, talking like
it does not go it does not go unnoticed.
There you go. Hell yeah.
It does not go unnoticed.
Josh and Sean.
Sorry,
both
I'm reading this insert that you handed me. I'm trying to talk at the same time because
it's from Wood Panel Pacer Wagon
yes,
with Madge.
I'm reading this comp album that you handed me the insert. And I'm looking at a lot of bands here. And
100 bands. They all have about a 10
second
song.
Yeah, and this shit is cool as fuck. And I've not heard a lot of these bands. If you're in a band that was on that comp and if you I am talking to the fucking mic. If you were in a band that was on that fucking comp, hit us up. And if you have not been played on Pogo City Radio, please, please hit us up because we will definitely get your music played on here because we are all about supporting those bands that have not been heard yet.
Absolutely.
I mean, we play a lot of shit that you've already heard, but we want to hear shit that nobody's heard yet.
Absolutely. So send us your demos, your EPs, and believe us, if you send us hard copies and t-shirts like awesome bands like the Drugettes and Welter and the Damn Broads, we'll play you guys even fucking more because we love you guys.
We want to
support. Oh, Josh is puking. Josh is puking. I don't have the puke noise on my board anymore. But yeah, guys, hook us up with shit because we want it. That's why. All right. But yeah, Mike Blanks gave this to me, by the way. And I don't have the turntable set up at the moment. Well, I do. I just don't feel like it's 100 tracks. Like, it's going to be hard to find the line to put on the right track. But Blanks has got a track on here. I've heard it. It's pretty funny. It's called 10 Seconds. And basically what it is, there's about a little bit of music in the intro. And then they kind of just saw countdown
this,
from 10, Mr. Interruption. But what,
this,
Sean?
This one that I got in my hand.
What is what you got in your hand?
Is it this that I got in my hand?
Yes. Sean is fucked up.
Sorry.
I'm going to get to another song.
Not sorry.
We are going to go with a... see, Jessica picked out a fair amount of the songs on this list tonight, and then she had to disappear. But this is another one she picked out. Here is Reagan Youth with Degenerated.
This is Big Dad. I want to see my boy. Anybody see my boy?
Hey, yo, my goddamn daughter's missing too. What the fuck happened?
What's going on with your goddamn son?
Big Dad coming out.
Yo, man, he cut out with that D and that chick. He cut out with the D and the chick, man.
Give me another beer.
Motherfucking Reagan Youth. You know, we got just a couple more minutes, and I was talking about the Wood Panel album, and I have that hanging on the wall in the studio. There's lots of shit hanging on the wall, but right next to like the main chair is where I have like my special wall where I got some of the stuff that I really care about up here. Like so we got that 12-inch hanging up that comp Sean was talking about. We have the Archie Meets the Ramones comic. We have a Welter the jacket for Not Enough People Do Three Ways. We got the flyer for my favorite flyer that I ever did, Night of the Living Pogo, Frankenstein with the Liberty Spikes for the Halloween show. We got the cover of Bedlam's They Want You. We have two autographed. Damn right, Bedlam right there. We got two autographed 7 inches by Merle and Dino with the Murder Junkies. Some awesome releases. Shit after Gigi came out. Now, Dino, actually, while he was here one night, just wrote all over these, completely covered them in writing. Bunch of gibberish. Dino, a very interesting man. Very interesting man. Go back to the archives, and we've had him on here a couple times. Not quite the talker, especially for a radio show. But shit, there's a couple episodes where Dino was cool enough to stop by. Go check him out. And then, of course, we got the Hardcore Inc. magazine, the first issue, you know, where music and tattoos collide with fine-ass Ellie from the Dvotchkas on the cover. And we got that when Stephanie came on the show when they were doing their reunion about a year ago. And, of course, we got to have some locals, the Paris Civics, hanging up on the wall with the Getting Blasted 12-inch blank 77. We got a flyer for US Chaos because Glenn Spikey, the drummer, actually the first ever interview and guest we had. Then we also got the Topsoil 7-inch with a Squid, good enough to give to us. Violent Society, his little side project, really nice. And then, of course, we got the old logo Pogo City poster with framed up next to it our license for WPDG digital band. God, that was a lot of talking, but I wanted to brag about that shit because that shit is special
to
us.
That was a fucking rant right there.
Do you know
what
I mean? That shit is special to us. That's why it's on the special wall, and we'd love to add some more stuff to it. Oh, and how could I forget? I actually got my birthday card from my 30th birthday from Sean hanging on the wall. Little
shit, that's
what is
for
that?
Me.
A Pilsner?
It's like a little,
no, it's just
like
a draft beer.
Yeah, it's like a draft
face,
beer
googly
card.
Googly eyes cut out like a draft beer. Pretty awesome. But, you know, that's what it's all about.
I didn't even notice that. How long has that been up there since your birthday
Pretty much,
party?
Yeah. You know, maybe a week or two later.
All right,
yeah.
I never noticed that, but I like that. That's cool.
All right,
that's
everybody.
That's
cool. So, Josh, you want to say goodbye? We're getting out of here, my man? You got anything to say?
Yeah. No,
into the microphone.
I'm just grateful for all those out in Pogo Land that are putting up with this.
See, guys, you whenever you can actually hear Josh, that's because I grab the microphone and shove it into his face. When I shove it into his face, believe me, he still continues to back up from it. Motherfucker needs to talk in the goddamn microphone. I can't believe I just pushed it to his face and he pulled his head away. All right, but we're going to get out of here. Got to give some love to my sweetheart, the lovely rude girl, Jessica. Hope she feels better. I know she's downstairs missing me, loving me, wanting me. You know, it's getting late. You know what the old lady, the lovely, I meant old lady as in my wife, the lovely rude girl, Jessica, wants. She wants that old Italian sausage. But let's get back to the punk rock, and we're going to get out of here with this next one. Another one that Jessica picked. Damn, Jessica picked a shit ton of these songs. All right, we're going to get out of here with the X-Ray Specs for tonight. Got to remind you guys to go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
See what all the fuss is about. Here's the X-Ray Specs with O Bondage Up Yours. Thanks for tuning in.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4! Bondage.
CityRadio.com.